Welcome back. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're building a DJ-friendly intro arrangement blueprint for jungle and old-school drum and bass vibes, using automation as the main driver. This is not how to make an intro that sounds cool in headphones. This is how to make an intro that a DJ can actually mix, phrase cleanly, without your low end wrecking the blend. And we're doing it in a way that's repeatable, so you can drop this structure onto any tune and it will just work. Here's the big picture. We're going to build a 32 bar plus 32 bar plus 32 bar intro, and then the drop hits on bar 97. That classic phrasing is the whole game. Jungle and DNB DJs mix in phrases, and if your intro is random, it's harder to play. If your intro is disciplined, your track gets played more. Simple as that. Set your tempo first. For this style, anything from 160 to 175 can make sense, but let's choose 172 BPM as a clean middle ground. Now, before we touch a single automation lane, we're going to set up the session so the arrangement is fast and organized. Turn on the metronome if you like, and optionally set a 1-bar count in. Then drop in locators right now. Make them obvious. At 1.1.1, call it intro A32. At 33.1.1, intro B32. At 65.1.1, pre-drop 32. And at 97.1.1, drop. Those are your reset points. Treat those locators like hard rules. At each one, you're going to force certain parameters to snap to known values. Not continue the ramp. Snap. That's how drops feel like drops, and that's how your sections read clearly. Next, create your groups. Keep it DJ clear. A drums group. A bass group. A music or Atmos group. An FX group if you like. And set up returns. We're going to make returns the space controls, because send automation is one of the cleanest, most pro ways to create transitions without cluttering your arrangement. Create return as a short plate or room. Use hybrid reverb. Set it to plate or room. Decay around 1.2 to 1.8 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds. And roll off the highs a bit with a high cut around 7 to 10k. Then add EQ8 after it and high pass it around 200 to 300 Hz. Steep. This matters. Reverb below 200 is where DJ friendly becomes DJ hostile real quick. Return beat is your control dub delay. Put echo on it. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4 dotted. Feedback roughly 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8k. Add a tiny bit of modulation if you want movement, but keep it tasteful. The goal is alive, not drunk. Return C is your jungle wash. Big tail for transitions. Hybrid reverb again. Decay 4 to 8 seconds. Larger size. High cut 6 to 8k. Then put auto filter after it. That filter is your wash in and wash out control, so the big reverb never just floods the whole mix uncontrollably. Quick coaching note. The moment you set up returns like this, your intro transitions stop being add more stuff and start being perform the space. That's the old school engineering trick. You get motion without losing mix discipline. Now, master headroom. Keep peaks around minus 6 dB pre-master. DJs love headroom, and honestly, so do your transients. Alright, drums. Inside the drums group, you want a few layers. A main break. A ghost break or textured layer. Hats or shaker loop. Maybe a ride or occasional crash and optional percussion one-shots. For the main break, use your own source or something legal. If it's a full loop, warp it. If you're doing surgical jungle work, slice it to a new MIDI track so you can rearrange hits. Either way, we're going to control how much weight the break has with filtering and transient behavior, not just by turning it down. On the drums group itself, put EQ8 and high pass around 25 to 35 Hz. That's just cleanup. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6, and for this intro blueprint, keep boom off or extremely low, because we are not trying to inflate the low end early. Now we move into the actual blueprint, 332 bar intensity blocks. And I want you to think like a DJ here. The smallest meaningful unit is 8 bars. So when you write automation, write it in 8 bar ramps, 8 bar steps, 8 bar cues. You can do faster moments at the end, but your main narrative should read in phrases. Block A. Bars 1 through 33. Atmos plus tiny drums. No heavy low end. Start with an Atmos track. Give it character. Vinyl distortion is perfect. Tracing model on. A little crackle. Then auto filter. Use a low pass 12 dB slope. Start the cutoff around 2 to 4K. Resonance maybe 10 to 20%. Now automate that cutoff slowly rising over the whole 32 bars. Subtle. The mistake advanced producers make is drawing a dramatic filter sweep that screams here comes the drop, from bar 1. We don't want that. We want intrigue and direction, but controlled. For drums in block A, you're giving the DJ something to lock to without giving them sub-problems. So keep hats or a shaker low. Add a rim or clave every 2 bars as a signpost. That old-school rim is more than a vibe, it's a navigation tool. Keep the main break either muted or heavily filtered. Put auto-filter on the break track. High pass 24 dB. Somewhere around 250 to 400 hc. That means the break is present as a texture and timing reference, but it is not competing with outgoing tracks kick and bass. Then space automation. Start adding return to hats and atmos gradually, from basically nothing up to maybe around minus 18 dB by the end of the phrase. And right at the final bar, bar 32, do a quick send bump to return C, the big wash, just as a transition tail. Teacher note. This is a huge DJ-friendly move. A wash tail at the phrase boundary gives the DJ a clear I can switch here moment, without you adding a loud riser or a cheesy sweep. It's like you're leaving a breadcrumb. Block B. Bars 33 through 65. The break appears, but disciplined, at 33.1.1. This is your first reset point. Decide what must snap. For example, your Atmos filter might step slightly more open and your break might unmute. Don't let it drift into position. Make it intentional. Bring in the break, but keep it high-passed. High-pass 24 dB around 120 to 180 hc, and over the 32 bars, automate the cutoff down gradually, but stop around 110 hc. The point is, still no full weight. We're giving the DJ a clear beat to lock onto, not giving the crowd the whole tune early. Add a ghost break track. High-pass it harder, 300 to 500 hc. Keep it low and level. This layer is for shuffle and movement. Now automate tightness on the drums group. This is where you level up. Instead of ecking brightness into the hats, you can automate drum bus drive a bit, like 2 up to 4.5 across the section. Or automate transients up, like plus 5 to plus 12. That gets you perceived energy without harshness. It also makes the drums feel like they're approaching the listener. Add micro fills every 8 bars. So at bars 40, 48, 56, 64, do a 1-beat snare flam, a reverse crash. Something tiny. And automate a quick send spike to echo on return B for a dubby throw. The trick is, the throw is the marker. DJs will feel that as end of phrase, even if it's subtle. Extra coach point. Make your intro mixable by substitution, not silence. You're not removing everything, you're replacing low-end content with higher frequency timing cues. Block C. Bars 65 through 97. Pre-drop pressure. At 65.1.1, reset again. This is where the crowd should start leaning in, but you still have to keep the pre-drop slightly restrained so the drop has contrast. Introduce bass top without sub. Make a Reese or saw-based layer using wavy-table or operator, distort lightly with saturator, and then high-pass it hard, 90 to 120 hc. You can even add a narrow boost around 180 to 260 hc if you need body without true sub. That's the implied bass trick. It reads as bass on small speakers and in the club. But it doesn't fight the outgoing tune subline. Automate tone, not volume. Automate filter opening or saturator drive rising slowly across these 32 bars. DJs interpret tone change as progression while the blend stays stable. Add a jungle feeling riser. Noise into auto filter into hybrid reverb. Automate the filter opening upward and the reverb wet upward. And don't make it too clean. A little grit makes it feel like proper old school. Now, drum density automation. Bring in 16th hats or rides gradually. First 8 bars, maybe they're off. Next 8 bars, low level. Final 8 bars, stronger. Maybe 1 or 2 open hats to lift. Again, phrase based. And now the classic moment. Bar 96, the suck out before the drop. Do it tastefully. Put auto filter on the drums group. High pass 24 dB. For the last half bar, jump that high pass up to around 250 to 400 hc. That creates that floor disappears moment. On the last snare hit, automate return C send up hard so you get a big tail. And optionally, on the master or on the music group, use utility to dip gain by about 1.5 to 3 dB right before the drop, then snap it back at the drop. This is the impact without loudness trick. Contrast does the work. If you want an advanced twist here, you can do a 2-stage transition in bar 96. First half, tighten with a high pass and a short room. Beat 3, do a delay throw spike. Beat 4. Either silence or reverb-only tail. That's the kind of detail that makes the drop feel intentional instead of generic. Now bar 97. The drop. Make it DJ-friendly and violent. First, sub arrives. Make a dedicated sub track. Operator, sine wave. Light saturator drive like 1 to 2 dB. just to help translation. Low pass around 120 to 150 HC so it stays pure. Keep sub mono. Always side chain that sub to your kick or to the drum group with compressor. Ratio around 4:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds. And aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Enough to make room. Not enough to pump like a parody. Now release the brake filtering. Either automate the brake tracks high pass down, or bypass the filter at the drop. Add a crash and maybe a short sub drop impact if you like, but don't overdo it. Most important, the automation snap. At 97.1.1, everything that was teasing should reset. Filters open to their intended drop positions. Sends return to normal. Utility gain returns to zero. Width opens where appropriate, but not on the sub. Those vertical automation steps at the locator are not optional. That snap is why the drop feels like it lands. Now let's talk workflow, because advanced production is mostly about not drowning in your own complexity. Use automation ownership per group. Decide where each type of movement lives. Drums group owns density and punch. Drum bus movement. Group filter moves. Group send bumps. Music and Atmos owns tone and width. EQ shelf moves. Utility width moves. Reverb narrative. Bass group owns anticipation, but only on the tops. Keep the sub stable and separate. This prevents the classic advanced user trap. 30 automation lanes fighting each other, and you can't tell what's causing what. And once your intro works, make it reusable. Select bars 1 through 97. Keep your tracks color-coded consistently across projects. Save it as a template set, or save the arrangement chunk into your user library. If you're using samples, make sure you collect all and save so it recalls correctly later.